Last Podcast. I am Frank, and I'm here with Mom Shirley.
Hi there.
And today we're talking Season 46, Episode 11, My Messy Sweet Little Friend. What did you think of this episode?
I thought it was pretty good. I like two challenges, and we only had one, so that's okay. It was a pretty good episode. What'd you think?
It was a good episode. We have lost another blindsided immunity idol out of this one.
Oh, I mean, my God, it's crazy.
Just play him. And I love how Venus like talks shit about like, oh, how did you go with the idol in your pocket? And then she does
it. I love it. I loved it. Yep. Happy our Venus is gone.
Yeah. We just have Q to go and then I'll be happy with any other person winning.
Absolutely.
At this point.
Yeah. I want Liz to go too.
Well, that's, you know what? I'll agree with you on that one. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But yeah, we had Venus go and I think it was well overdue.
Yeah.
She's just been so confrontational, not even confrontational, belittling.
Yeah.
With everybody.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into today's episode then. So we have the final seven. They return to camp after tribal. First time Kenzie was left out of the vote. She's mad because it was not her idea. She feels, and we've heard this before, sort of like she's stupid or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's been a kind of a theme we've heard a few times, you know, so.
Right.
It's something I'm sure that comes up when you're on the jury and you're like, hey, you made me feel stupid because you left me out.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Charlie explains that it was Maria's move. Now, Charlie's trying to keep every door open. And so he knows if he puts Maria's name out there, it's likely she'll go away. They right. have the same resume. So I think this is a good move.
Yeah.
Maria is so excited with the results of Tribal. It's exactly how she wanted it to go. And she starts, she's pitching making a final five alliance with those in the voting block.
Right.
At this point, do you think it's a little too late to be trying to make a new alliance?
I think it is. And I just, I'm worried about Maria. She's my pick.
Of course.
And, She's going to each person. She's scrambling too much. And yes, I do believe if she changes at this point, it's just putting a bigger target on her. I think she needs to pull back and just kind of keep low key for a little while.
Yeah.
Because they're going to try. I'm afraid next week she might be going.
I think so too. I think if things didn't shake out this way, she might have gone home this week.
Absolutely.
Venus goes and comforts Kenzie, saying that, you know, hey, a threat went home and Maria's the target. Like, yeah. You got what you wanted, but you didn't have to take the target for it. And Maria's likely not going to last long because of this.
Right.
I think that was a really good point by Venus.
That was very good thinking. And it seems like Kenzie kind of takes that and runs with it and just kind of chills out a little bit.
Absolutely. The next morning, people start looking for Tiff's idol, knowing that it's already back in play. Venus knows where Tiff found her idol and starts looking in a unique area. Everybody's kind of in one spot. She goes to a different one.
Yeah.
She then finds it. And to not become too suspicious, she keeps looking.
Yeah.
Which is a good idea, but Kenzie notes later on, she's not really looking.
Yeah.
She's kind of like, oh, I don't see it. I don't know. I don't see it. She's kind of doing that thing.
But that is good. She went back.
Yeah.
She started walking away, realized that would be obvious. And so she did come back. But yeah, it was obvious that she wasn't really looking. That she was just kind of lollygagging around. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it was. Yeah, it was pretty obvious.
And then we see, you know, reflecting on the state of the game and everything like that, Kenzie's realizing that she's been a little too comfortable.
Yeah.
Tiff going home was a big wake-up call for her. And now her only, you know, somewhat alliance is what? Q? You know, nothing out there really. She's surprised that all of the people she can trust, it's Venus. Like, Venus is the only one that she has anything to lean on.
Yep, that's her messy, sweet little friend.
Yeah, there remember? We go.
There's our title.
She mentions that Venus is barely looking for the idol at this point.
Yeah.
So in Kenzie's eyes, she's kind of thinking like, oh, poor Venus. She doesn't know how to play this game.
Yeah.
It is probably the best move Venus has done, actually. Yeah. So, but yeah. Meanwhile, we go back to Charlie and he's approaching Maria to congratulate her. And again, keeping all those doors open, knowing that this is his biggest alliance. But he does need to get rid of her at some point.
He's playing a good game.
He is.
I'm impressed with Charlie right now.
And I want to double down on something I had been saying beforehand, we've both been saying beforehand, is now that Hunter is gone, Charlie's going to start to shine because Charlie's always been second place to Hunter.
Yeah, absolutely. Doing really well in challenges.
Exactly. So Maria wants to keep Q for one more vote, but Charlie doesn't like that idea because Q's a little too close to Maria.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she might favor him because he's so weak in this situation.
Right.
I favor him over her. When he's talking about like, oh, I don't like that, I might have to vote her out, I want to mention this. Kyle, a friend of the show, had asked a question of Jeff, and Jeff had answered it about using the wildlife imagery.
Yeah.
And when he's, after Charlie's talking about like, oh, I got to do this new trick vote thing or whatever, it shows a spider on a spider web.
Yeah.
So like sewing a web or whatever, you know.
Yeah, branching out. Yeah. Yep.
So good call on that one.
Yeah.
We see Liz and Kenzie. They're discussing their next target. They're going to go for Maria and we'll try to get two more to join. They bring in Venus. She seems to be on board.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to Charlie and he says Maria has Q in his pocket. So he's sharing that information again.
Right.
He's at the point now where he didn't see this before with him. Before he was kind of an aggressive player. He didn't like when they did Kumbaya, but he's sharing more and more information nowadays.
He is. He's realizing that she's a threat, you know, if he brings her all the way to the end. So unfortunately, he's going to have to turn on her.
I think what happens, we see this a lot in this game. We saw it with Banu. We saw it with a lot of other things where, like, say Banu's taking up all the screen. As soon as Banu goes, then you start to realize, oh, Q's kind of annoying. So when somebody who takes up a lot of screen time goes, like Tiffany was, Tiffany was taking a lot of the strategy screen time away.
Right, right.
Now we're starting to see things like Charlie shine.
Yeah.
And maybe Maria is becoming too big of a target. Things like that start to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the four right now, presumably, is Charlie, Liz, Kenzie, and Venus.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to try to overthrow the rest of this game.
Right.
And then from that point, we move on to challenge.
Yeah. So we have our challenge. It is a immunity and reward challenge. Our reward is going to be a pizza delivery to camp with soda and all different kinds of pizza, including gluten-free.
Yeah.
So they were all excited about that. What they have to do is they have to balance a ball on a pole while going through a series of obstacles, adding more sections to the pole, making it more difficult. At the finish, they're going to maneuver the ball through a windy snake track. The first one to get one ball in both targets wins.
Yeah.
I really liked that. I liked the snake track. I know we've seen something very similar.
Yeah, with like they're tilting the table or something like that. Yeah.
But I really liked this one because it was an equalizer for sure.
Absolutely.
Everybody was dropping that ball over and over. I really liked it.
It fully does not matter how fast you got there because, man, everybody, they almost did a time lapse for it. It was so long.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was. As we get going, Ben starts going through the first section really quick. Then he struggles on the balance beam.
Yeah.
As you're going through the balance beam, you've got to be able to balance that ball on the pole, and he keeps dropping it. Charlie, moving quickly, he gets so quick that he's already at that snake trap track.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He goes through that obstacle super quick.
Mm-hmm.
So he's already trying to work the ball through that snake track. Then we have Ben, Q, Venus, and Liz. They're struggling on the balance beam. All of them are dropping the ball, having to go back and do it again. And then we have Kenzie, Q, Maria had gotten to the point that now they're finally working on the snake track.
And I want to jump in at this point. Charlie, who's been there this whole time, has not really made a lot of ground.
Yeah.
Like when they get there, he could have gotten there with him. He didn't really make a lot of progress.
Right, right. Because the ball just keeps falling.
Yeah.
And so, he's still, they're all caught up with him already at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Maria gets the first ball in the snake track. Then we have Ben that finally gets the first one and Venus gets her first one. And then we have the rest all get it. So we got Charlie, Q, Liz, Kenzie, and Ben. They all get their first one. Maria and Venus now are neck and neck. And then they both drop the ball.
I mean, Venus at the last second drops.
Oh my God, it's crazy.
Unreal. Yeah.
So everybody is starting from the beginning, basically. Everybody's frustrated, but they're trying to stay focused. Then we've got Venus ahead and then Maria, and that's where Venus drops the ball. Almost goes in the net, but it like bounces off the frame of the net. Oh my God, it's terrible. Then at that point, we've got Maria. She ends up winning. And so she gets the whole pizza delivery to camp. Her first person that she chooses to go with her is Ben because
he's
starving.
She does that one quickly. Yeah.
Yeah. Then she really debates. She really has a hard time choosing the next person.
Yeah.
She ends up talking about whose body is failing. She wants to pick the person that's the hungriest. Doesn't end up working out that way. Charlie and Kenzie, they bow out, which I think is pretty cool.
That is cool.
They said there's other people that are more hungrier than us.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would have done that.
No, I don't think so.
I'm there to win $1 million.
Yeah.
And I don't care if they're hungrier. I'm sorry, but I care, but you're fueling other people that could get ahead of you.
So go ahead and keep going and I'll explain what I think happened.
As we keep going, then we have Q, you know, she's saying, plead your case. And Q's just like, I lost a lot of weight. I would like to go. Liz says, I haven't pooped, which she really didn't need to share that.
She always does.
In 3 weeks. So she'd like food. Yeah. I don't know why she keeps telling us all
that. She's an odd bird.
Then that's when she says, okay, let's do rock, paper, scissors between Q and Liz, which is kind of sad, but she's trying to do it where the blame is not on her, of course.
Yeah. Boy, then, what a backfire.
At that point, Q wins. And it's sad because he's still got Applebee's in his stomach.
Even Q saying like, why did I get, I should not have been picked for this. But he's not going to stop, of course.
No,
so that'd be silly.
Of course not. Yeah.
So the, I think Kenzie Charlie stepping out is just to make sure that they seem like heroes.
Yeah.
They feel probably like Marie is not going to pick us. Let's make us make ourselves look good in this situation. And them stepping out, think of how good they look to Liz, especially right now. Liz is in their pocket now.
Yeah.
Because, oh, these guys are noble. And Q, she's already snapping on Q. So the fact that Q went instead of her just made Maria like public enemy number two.
Yeah. And you know, but Maria mentions that Liz had rice and been sharing it with Venus. So, I mean, like almost her getting that little container of rice was even worse because now it's like, oh, she's had something.
And that's such baloney. I'm sorry. It is. I mean, freaking rice. Everybody else is eating except for Liz.
Oh, yeah.
And I am a staunch believer that Liz should not have signed up for the show.
Absolutely.
She's not ready for it.
Nope.
But
nope.
You can't, you know, I'm echoing what's already been said on the show, but you can't sit there and feign like, oh, I'm doing this for the people who need it the most for their body.
Yeah.
And then make it to where Liz is not winning out over Q.
Right.
That was, you are a liar.
Yeah. And, you know, Kenzie called her on that because like she said, just if you wanted to pick Q because you're working with him, be honest, just say you want Q. But to say you want the most hungriest person and yet he's the one that ended up going. I mean, she didn't even, if she did that between Liz and Venus, I could see that. They're both starving. But you put Q in the mix just because you're working with Q?
Yeah.
He's eaten. He's not starving.
Yeah. And frankly, he's going home as soon as possible. So.
Yeah.
We keep hearing that later on in the show. So, yeah, I just thought it was like, I actually kind of lost a little bit of respect for her on that one. That was a terrible decision. The elongated pause of trying to pick somebody too, and like Jeff even calling it out was kind of like, look, make your decision.
Yeah, I think that was just to show that it's a struggle and she doesn't want the backlash that'll come from not picking Liz, but you know, you're going to get
though.
It. Yeah,
she no did. Doubt. So yeah, the losers return and they are shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked that Maria went with Q over them, that she even did this whole rock, paper, scissors thing in the first place. Quote, the four pizza losers were pissed. So it wasn't not going well. That was from Charlie.
Yeah.
They decide to target Q at this point, thinking basically he's the only chance they have. And if he's working with Maria, it weakens Maria, who has a really good resume. Charlie's really piling on. Again, I want to keep reiterating that because throughout this whole episode, they made sure to edit that way.
Yeah.
And that really kind of tells you some of the future votes.
Yeah.
Over at the winner's side, they're enjoying their pizza. Maria talks about how Liz must be mad. But she has the rice. She's fine.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Maria wants to keep Q tight. And so that's kind of why she wanted to make sure that if there's a possibility for him to go, she wants to keep him in the pocket. Even Q at this point is saying like, I don't know why I'm on this. Roar, this is so silly. He says he had 23 slices.
Isn't that crazy?
How is your stomach even big at that point?
I know.
Like you gotta be starving. That's gotta fill you up so fast.
That's like, I don't know.
He's going to be the first survivor.
Four pizzas by yourself or something.
He's going to be the first survivor that leaves the island bigger than he was when he got there.
Yeah, really.
So amongst the discussion, they decide they're going to be targeting Venus. They think she's too negative and she's a bit of a challenge threat. Now, she is a bit of a challenge threat when it comes to something like this.
Right.
But for the most part, I don't think she's ever been too big of a threat.
I don't think so. I think on this, she was good. Yeah. I think in the endurance ones, sometimes she can do pretty good.
That's fair. That's very true.
But yeah, I don't see her standing out like Hunter or Charlie, you know.
And she's definitely negative around camp, but I don't think she's any worse than Q.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if you're talking about people.
Right.
So later on, we see the tribe unites. They're kind of all doing the niceties, although you could tell the people who were lost are still happy.
Oh, yeah.
Q and Charlie start walking off, and Q says to target Venus. He's trying to tell him where to go.
Yeah.
The others are honest with how odd Maria's choice was, specifically calling out Q being, quote, an ass. That's what Liz says.
Yeah.
Q walks up and, you know, they're like, oh, don't say anything.
Yeah.
she doesn't care at this point. She's like, she's breaking again. We saw this last episode. We're seeing it now. She's breaking. She doesn't care. And she just keeps going on this tirade.
Yeah.
She sounds a little bit crazy saying, you know, some things about her allergies or whatever. I think she's just kind of desperate.
Yeah.
Mentally, not 100%, yeah, of course. Of everybody out there, she's starving the most.
Yeah, because I don't know, and I may be wrong, but I don't know how without eating is going to cause allergies.
No, she's saying what it was is she's saying the fact that she's always tried, she's always been
Suppressed her feelings. That's what it was.
It was the allergies.
That's,
and it's like,
that's right.
Hungry. You need a break. You need to get off that island, I think is what it is. Because that's insane. So maybe I'm wrong. And if you're a nutritionist and you know better, please inform us. Maria and Liz later talk about it on the beach. Mm-hmm. They try to patch things up a little bit. She throws Venus's name out there. So clearly, like, they're trying to patch things up. But Maria's also like, I need you to target Venus.
Yeah.
She's trying to do a go around on that.
Yeah.
Kenzie goes to Charlie to try to lock him in for the Q vote. Charlie's not 100%. He's trying to choose this way to go. What are your thoughts on that? Should Charlie just say, like, I'm going this way or no?
I don't know. I mean, I do like that Charlie's really looking at the big picture, who he wants to bring to the final three.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he could just get Venus out, but yeah, he can't get Maria because she just won.
Yeah.
So yeah, he probably should just go with that and look like he's uniting with everybody else.
Yeah. Now at this point, I think Q's going home. And I think Charlie's going to go for Q. I think because he's going to want to weaken. He's already said he wants to weaken Maria. He doesn't doesn't want somebody so close to Maria.
That's right.
And then Venus does one of the more ridiculous things I've ever seen her do. Venus talks to Charlie and says she has his back, and is so foolishly vague about, like, oh, I can't tell you this time.
Yeah, I've got something up my sleeve. I'm like, really, girlfriend?
Come on. It's so sickening to watch because it really is. Charlie knows exactly what you have. He's just kind of like, this.
Absolutely.
This is nuts, but he knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And so, of course, Charlie knows that she has an idol now.
Yeah.
And she has to go home.
Yep.
So, all right, you just made my vote and it's not with you now. You just forced me to go the other way.
Yeah.
You can't let her be around. Maria at least is your ally, so we'll at least take you to the final three,
right?
Probably, and
hopefully,
and Venus has the. You're getting too close.
Yeah,
you got one more week, and then all of a sudden that
she shouldn't have said a damn thing.
So silly. So Charlie approaches both Ben and Kenzie. Ben is a little cagey. He's always been kind of like, just don't bring me into this game. He's basically camping. Kenzie thinks if Venus has to go, she is more vulnerable. The vote comes down to who Charlie wants with him. And I think after this conversation with Venus, it's a pretty clear cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. We head off to tribal.
Okay. And when we start tribal, we've got Jeff, not popcorn this time. He's got his licorice.
He made me so hungry for licorice watching him eat that.
Pulls out a cushion to sit on and he gives them one piece of licorice.
Yeah.
That they can break into pieces and everybody have a little piece. So as he gets nice and comfy, he, asks Maria, how did you make the decision to make who to take to reward? And she just talks about how hard it was and how, she tried to figure out who the most malnourished is.
Yeah.
So she went back to that. She
keeps doing that. Yeah.
And then tells him that, you know, they did the whole rock, paper, scissors. And, Venus is just saying, it's like a punch in the gut.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't how you did it, looking at who's most malnutrition, because you picked Q.
Right.
So, you know, it was cruel and it just shouldn't have happened.
I'm really surprised Maria doesn't say, like, you know what? Yeah, Q has been on the outside. Like, just come clean.
Yeah.
You're now just kind of bearing yourself down to Q's level of being on the outs because you keep doing this.
Right.
You keep repeating the same line that's not working.
Yeah. And then Q defends her, just basically saying, Venus, you know, if you were the one to win, you would have never taken Maria to the reward and you sure wouldn't have taken me, you know? And she's kind of a little smart ass by, like, well, we wouldn't know because I didn't win. So you can't say that for sure.
Well, I kind of liked Venus's retort on that. Like, you know, we don't know about me. We know about you.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of liked it a little bit.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good point.
Yeah, it is. And then, you know, Charlie just talking about, it's a big decision because it's not just who goes to the reward, but you make relationships there. So you have to think about, like, who do you want to take to the final three?
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be like just who's hungry. I mean, that is going to strengthen your relationship with people Or you also have to think, like, do I want to feed somebody that might do better than me? You know, maybe you do not want to feed them because they could be a stronger,
because he's always better in challenges.
Be a stronger player. Yeah. So, you know, he says everything you do has consequences, which is true. And Kenzie just says sometimes you have to put the trust in the people, even if they blindside you. So, you know, she's been out of the vote and so still upset with that. But she really doesn't have a choice but to believe some people and just go with who they're going to pick. So that's kind of a bad spot.
Yeah.
Liz talking about how vocal she's been about Q and how much she just can't trust him anymore. You know, it's funny because everybody, like on Facebook, they were upset the way people were talking to Liz, putting her down and the names that they've called her. Well, Liz is turning around and doing the same thing.
Yeah.
To her players. She's throwing out some very cruel things to the players.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, I don't mean to be down on Liz, but.
No, but she does these like breaking moments, you know, and I understand the situation you're in. But you're attacking one person directly,
yeah.
Which is something that's really never done on Survivor. You're always trying to be vague about it, if not because it's better for your game, but also just to not be a jerk.
Yeah, and I mean, like she called Venus an idiot. I mean, it's just things that aren't necessary.
No, they're not there.
Yeah.
Not good.
And, you know, so Q was just saying he heard his name a lot, too. It's not, you know, one person that's going to get voted off. He's heard his name. He's just not worried about it. He's just going to take it as it comes. And then Venus just saying, I don't know who's telling me the truth anymore. Everybody's lying so much.
Yeah.
She feels they're lying so much that she can't trust anybody, but she's kind of feeling like she's on the outs and, you know, doesn't have a tight relationship anymore.
Not enough though. Because she didn't play the damn idol.
I know. It's crazy. And just talking about how she doesn't talk to Q anymore. And, that she's not strategizing with him or anybody else, which is really hurting her game.
It really is. And, you know, it's just not a good move. But I tell you who did do a good move is Kenzie. Because while she's kind of talking about a lot of things, she's talking about the fact that she says that she did not blindside, or she was left out of the blindside on Tiff.
Yeah.
Telling Tiff, I didn't vote for you.
Yes. And Venus also said that at one point.
Yeah, she did. I have that too, yeah.
And I think that's great because that jury's there only for a short amount of time.
Yeah.
So you've got to be plugging in some ideas in their head, you know?
Yeah. And I'm sure there's a point, we may even have seen it, where they had like an agreement, like, I'll never vote for you, you never vote for me. And so she could say, like, I kept my word and I never voted for you, but I still maybe orchestrated it for you to go home kind of thing later on. She could say that. Yeah.
Right. And it just ends where Charlie's saying, even if you can't trust somebody, you still got to work with them. You got to be able to persuade people to point in the same direction that you are. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's what the vote's all about tonight.
Yep.
And then it's time to vote.
Yeah. No idols played.
No idols played. This was the last night that they could do shot in the dark. Nobody played the shot in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And
which means everybody feels pretty confident.
Yeah.
Yeah. Q got one vote and Kenzie got one vote, but Venus got the rest. And frankly, I was pretty happy to see it.
Yeah. So Venus is out, leaving with an idol, third in a row.
Yeah.
They were talking about that on Fire.
Okay.
And Jeff just says he looks at it like it's not a bad player to leave with an idol. The fact is these blindsides are working so well. So everybody's playing at such a high level that they're blindsiding people that have no clue they're going home.
I mean, for a lot of, whether or not we think she's foolish or not in this statement, she thinks she's in charge. Venus thinks she's making all the moves.
Right.
She's telling other people she is. So, you know, she remember when she went to Q and Hunter and said, like, oh, you foolish boys and stuff like that don't know how to play this game. Q's still there.
Yeah.
So tell me.
Yeah. So he's doing something right.
Yeah.
Because he is still there. One of the questions that they had on Fire just says, does the crew ever like knock back a few beers and do the challenges? So, you know, we know the Dream Team does, right?
Yeah.
And Jeff's like, he didn't so much say knock back the beers, but he says, you know, sometimes they get people from different departments like accounting and different things, different departments, to go out there and have a good time and actually do the challenge because the Dream Team is used to doing them. They're in good shape, but they want to get different aged people, different size people in there to do it. And so, they'll pull people out there and they just have a good time and other people do the challenge. Hmm. So I thought that was kind of neat. That's pretty much all that, I mean, they break down the episode. On Fire is awesome. If you don't listen to it, you should. It's a really good podcast. And then on Facebook, they're just talking about Liz and how, you know, she doesn't really belong on the show. Not with all the allergies that she has.
I think fan-wise, I think people want Liz to go home before Q even.
Yeah. Yeah. They're kind of tired of all that.
Yeah.
Idols, how they're becoming more of a souvenir than a game changer.
That's a good point. Yeah.
And just upset that people are going home with idols. But, you know, I mean, maybe.
It's just good blindsides. We have to appreciate the fact that people are getting. I mean, Tiffany had no freaking clue.
Yeah. Not at all.
Venus said, yeah, I mean, it's just
Hunter,
how it is.
Hunter really, questioned it. Yeah, he really questioned it right there before the voting. And I really think he should have played it because he was so on the fence. But some of them you see, I mean, you can tell that they're really positive in their mind that they're not going home.
Oh, yeah.
So
perfect example is in Venus this time. She just totally thought she's fine.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Nope, she's out.
Yep.
So next episode, we have six left. That's the finale, no?
I believe so.
Okay. I know next week's also the finale for Amazing Race. And then I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with my Wednesdays. That's too bad. I've been really enjoying Amazing Race. It's been fantastic. But it's been, this was a good episode. I think if we can get, personally, if I think we can get Liz and Q out, I'd be happy with any of the final ones winning this.
Yeah.
I do think, though, if Charlie has a chance, he has to separate himself from Maria.
Yeah.
And I think if Kenzie keeps things tight, she might win this.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
They really got to be thinking about that resume. Cause like we've said before, you see that bottom three sit there and somebody that was a strong player will not sell themselves.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they got to be getting that resume in order. I think Charlie's played a good game and it has been behind Maria.
Right.
But he can claim a lot of stuff. We saw that, I believe, with, was it Marianne that we didn't realize she was part of them? Yeah. One of them got down to the end. And maybe it was Erica. She was my girl and I didn't expect it.
Oh, it was Erica, I think.
And she got to the end and she just said, well, I did this and I did. And I was like, dang,
I didn't see it. And frankly, if Q gets the end, that's his strength as a salesman. He's the, second biggest realtor or whatever in the United States. So yeah, maybe that's the thing is he gets down there. I think Ben doesn't have a shot. Not anything against Ben. I've really enjoyed Ben.
Oh, he's been great.
But he's just been great. He's just been a good guy to hang out with.
Yeah.
I don't think he's got it, but everybody else I think is making moves and could argue their way through it.
I think Maria would have a very good resume if she gets to the end. I mean, they shouldn't let her, but if she does, she's got a very good chance.
Yeah. And Liz, I don't think has a chance either. She's just burned too many bridges. Her little episodes is turning people away.
Yeah. I think Kinsey too.
Absolutely.
Would have a good chance. I mean,
all that Tiffany resume, she could claim that.
She can claim
it. And half of Q's resume.
Yeah. And look at how many, tribal she was in the beginning and didn't get voted out.
That's a biggie for me.
They merged with just the three. I mean, that's big.
Always love that. We've seen it so many times. We saw it with Carson, Jam Jam, and Carolyn, that when it's the we talk about it all the time, like when they're forged by fire in the first three, here we're all the way at this point, and Q and Kenzie are still in it.
Yeah.
And Tiffany just went home.
Right.
So it's like, they last a long time. They learned how to play this game good. So you almost... if we were to pick our favorites right before merge, maybe we'll have to do like, let's add in one more to it or something like that.
Yeah.
I think we could pick something pretty close to the winner with that.
And I think it's just the knowledge they get in the beginning when they go to tribal over and over, they just get so much more knowledge than the ones that haven't been there at all.
Right. And once they're merged, they're the swing vote immediately because you'll have bigger tribe and bigger tribe. And then they're trying to pull from the three. So those three are in power.
Yeah.
So they have an advantage just that alone going into the merger.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right, guys, let us know what you guys thought about the season so far and who you hope wins the show. Let us know over on our Twitter, @LastPodcast1, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Outlast Podcast. You can find us through Twitter on @LastPodcast1. Hope to see you there.